loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
That's right, time for the Nerd Update yet again, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda, Team Awesome Inc.
Hey-ya.
Coming at you like Cleopatra from the 90s. And yes, we have that sound clip. We're going to play it real quickly for you right now. Thank you. That was wonderful. Excellent work, Cleopatra. Hell yeah, Armando Aranda. Hell yeah. By the way, Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda. Mentioned that before. Say it again. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And check out our YouTube channel. Awesome stuff is happening on over there every day, all the time. Simmer Mike, all caps. Simmer Mike, like we're yelling at you.
Simmer Mike.
Like, subscribe, download, whatever. Share. Tell grandma about it. She might like it. We're old. Mm.
write a letter, send it in snail mail.
Yeah, you know, do you and live your life. Speaking of doing you and living your life, Armando Aranda, we've got quite the nerd update indeed.
Uh-hoo.
Holy shit, dude. There's been so much that's been going on in the DC camp and the Marvel camp.
Really?
It's getting really wild out there. First of all, I'll start off with this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor going around that Jared Leto was leaving the part of the Joker. That he was not playing the Joker anymore. He was dropping out.
Oh, no.
That was the rumor. It was like, oh, my God. And not even just a rumor. Like, it was basically what I think was going on was a negotiation tactic. Mm-hmm. I believe that he was negotiating with them and doubling down on either playing the Joker or getting out completely. And he was threatening to leave. I don't think he wanted to stop playing the Joker. I think he was just threatening to leave so that they'd keep him for whatever reason. I don't know what that reason is. Maybe it's contract negotiations. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he just wants the part to be better. Maybe he wants them to treat him with more goddamn respect. I don't know. But look, my personal opinions about his performance of the Joker aside, we got some more info. So that was the rumor. Turns out, everyone, fear not. We don't come bearing bad news of yet another Joker project. Oh yeah, by the way, they want to do a Harley Quinn Joker spinoff called Mad Love or whatever. It's like it was based off the comic book series Mad Love and the animated series. They did Mad Love Part 1 and 2 and Batman.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think so. And if not, they should have. But I remember Mad Love was like a Joker Harley Quinn thing. I think something like that, or maybe
is that how they met?
I think it was their origins, basically. I'm not 110% certain on that, but I'm fairly certain that that's what they want to do, a Joker and Harley Quinn spinoff. Okay. Is Batman going to be there? is he going to stop them? Is Batman going to be in any of these movies? He wasn't in Suicide Squad. He's going to be in Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was in Suicide Squad, but like for like hot minute, I think.
Right.
And then at the end, he popped in, but it was Affleck as Bruce Wayne, not Batman. So here's the situation. So they mentioned that they're going to do a Joker Harley Quinn spinoff. And after it was revealed that Warner Brothers was putting a Joker origin story into development as well. Yeah, so not only are they going to do a Joker origin story, but they're going to do a Joker and Harley Quinn movie. And they're doing a Suicide Squad sequel. That's hard to say. Suicide Squad sequel.
Suicide Squad sequel.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
Bruh.
You said Suicide Squad.
Squad.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Bruh.
First time. Bruh. Everyone fucks it up first time. Suicide Squad sequel. Fuck, man. So there's like three different Joker Harley Quinn things coming up. We got the Joker origin story.
Right.
Which, don't do that, by the way. Please don't.
Yeah, aren't there several like supposed origin stories for the Joker?
Look, I don't want to know the Joker's origins. You don't need to. He's more effective not knowing who he is and where he came from.
Right.
He is. You go back to Tim Burton's 1989 Batman, and you're like, okay, that's like kind of like a Joker origin story, but at the end of the day, it was more about the performance and more about the character than it was about his origins. It was just a means to an end to get him to be the Joker. You could have gone without the whole origin story thing. You could have done, instead of The Joker Begins, it could have just been the Joker just shows up out of nowhere, and then you could piece it together later. Right. Like, and you don't even have to show his backstory.
Right.
And yes, you're right. If you're going with the Killing Joke, nerds, this is a nerd update. According to Killing Joke logic, written by Alan Moore, who came up with the greatest origin story for the Joker ever, honestly, wasn't even an origin story. It wasn't. The Joker remembers things differently. He says, sometimes I remember it one way, sometimes I remember it another way. I don't really know. I can't remember. I don't know. I just showed up one day. So, but that's his mythology. He could be playing in an act, playing it all off, and he's actually a cold, calculating psychopath, sociopath who's really good at putting on makeup and putting on a character, and then he just turns right back into being like Joe Smith.
It's just performance art.
It's just performance. Like, he's a criminal who just is really good at performance art, and he's really intelligent. It could just be that, man. It really could just be that. And he's actually a really, like, he's a pretty sane guy. He just fucks around with this Joker character just to get business deals done. It could legit be that. Or he could legit just be insane. Or he could have a good point. Like, Heath Ledger's Joker was like chaos, anarchy. If I tell the city that, like, a truck carrying a troop of soldiers is blown up by an enemy, you know, no one bats an eye. But if I go and I kidnap an old mayor, an old gray mayor, and he's referring to Rachel, obviously, Rachel! Oh, that's Rachel! Yeah, sorry, Rachel. I go and I kidnap Rachel, just some young lady, and I make a big deal about it with some gasoline and some matches. Everyone loses their fucking mind. But meanwhile, that fucking truck carrying all those troops that got blown up, and they were all like just fighting a war. It's like all their lives were important. They all had families that mattered. No one gives a shit about that.
Right.
But oh my God, a young woman was kidnapped by a man in makeup and a clown suit, and he's gonna threaten to kill her. It's like, that's news. But all the other shit isn't. Now that Heath Ledger Joker, holy shit. Very effective.
Right.
Very effective. Because he believed in what he was doing, and he had some good points, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
did.
Holy fuck, you got good points, dude.
Yeah.
You're fucked up, but you got a lot of good points. But the way you're doing it is like hurting and killing people. He's like, yeah, but people are going to be hurt and killed anyway. But you're wrong. How am I wrong? You're like, fuck. And that's where Batman comes in. He's like, fucking punch him in the face. And you're like, oh, thank God you're here. Thank God the psycho's here to take care of the psycho. Oh, God. That's what we should do. Just let the psychos police the psychos. It's the best thing. Let Batman take care of all the crazies. He's crazy, too. He knows how to handle them. And you notice how he never kills him? It's
because
he feels sorry for him. Batman looks at the Joker and he feels sorry for the guy. He's like, that's me, but if I went the other way.
Right.
That's how Batman looks at him. He's like, that's me, but if I went the other way instead of my way. I can't, but sorry, that's me, but if I was worse than me, because I'm not the hero this city needs, I'm the hero that shows up at the time that, God damn it, I keep forgetting my own fucking catchphrase. So the whole point of the Joker is you don't know his origins, you don't know where he came from, you don't know what made him the way he is. That's yeah. why he's so fucking scary. That's why he's so effective. And he's like all bright clown makeup, big personality, but you don't know anything about him. And he's right. putting on a facade.
Right.
But it's such a strong personality facade. You're like, oh, shit, this is like,
right.
You
don't know
scary.
What's wrong with him, but you know.
Please don't make the Joker origin movie.
Or a lot of things are very wrong.
But we don't want to know why or how that happened. Please don't do that. We don't want to know. And if you
probably going to be lame.
If you do the Killing Joke. That's all you got to do. Just do the Killing Joke. If you want to do a Joker origin movie, just do the Killing Joke, man. Seriously. It'll be a prequel to Batman v Superman. It'll be a prequel to Jason Todd getting killed. What? Did that happen? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Ben Affleck was threatening to leave Batman. And then they're like, and then he's like, I'm not leaving. And then Jared Leto all of a sudden is doing the same thing, but now he's not going. He's going to do a Joker Harley Quinn movie, a Suicide Squad sequel, and a Joker origin story. Like, we're probably, okay, so everyone's probably feeling a little Jokered out at the moment. And with all the Joker projects suddenly floating around, there were numerous rumors that Jared Leto, who played the character in Suicide Squad, wouldn't be back to reprise his role. Although Leto very likely won't be playing the Joker in the standalone origin story, which makes sense because it's like a younger Joker.
An even younger Joker.
A young, hip Joker. He's still set to return as the Clown Prince of Crime for the other projects. Oh, good. So we're not going to get like how he became Jared Leto Joker. We're going to get something that's not related to... What? Wait, what? Does he... unless Leto shows up at the end and he's like, ah, now I'm the Joker. Yeah, haha, fuck you. Like, and it's like, oh, okay. While speaking on Australian radio show Kyle and Jackie O, shout out to Kyle and Jackie O in Australia, I guess, Jared Leto cleared up the confusion by clarifying that he's still committed to the role and remains a part of the DC Expanded Universe. He goes on to say in very creepy Jared Leto voice, no, there's so much... I won't read it in that voice. I'm just going to read it. No, there's so much hype and so much bullshit around that. I think it's just fun. It's just a fun thing to talk about. Even when the movie Suicide Squad came out, there was so much misrepresentation about what went down, about the method acting crap. It's just, you know, 90% of it was not even true. It just takes on a life of its own. Filming Suicide Squad was an incredible experience. Everybody was amazing. Margot Robbie is one of the nicest people and one of the best actresses I've ever worked with. I really loved working with her. I thought the scenes we did together were some of the most fun I've ever had on set before. But everything is great in that world, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. Seems like Warner Brothers, DC, got to Jared and said, look, man, quit fucking this up, dude. Quit talking shit about it. It's like, but I'm the Joker. It's like, no, you're not. You're Jared Leto. Oh, right, I'm an actor. Fuck, I should probably stop with the whole Daniel Day-Lewis-ing things, huh? Yeah. Yeah, you should, Jared. Yeah, you should. So I know that like Jared Leto's portrayal of the Joker in Suicide Squad didn't exactly win over audiences because I'm one of those people. But I'm also more than willing to give Leto a second chance. Seriously, I am. I'm willing to give him a second chance. I am.
Okay.
I'm not even shitting you. I'm willing to give him a second chance. You know why? They set him up as the new Joker. Mm. Can we have... It's like when Andrew Garfield was Batman. Fuck that. Andrew Garfield. That'd be the worst Batman ever or the greatest. I don't know, but we'd have to... like. I bet he would commit and like bulk up and be like, oh, I am the knight. You'd be like, whoa, Andrew Garfield really took this shit seriously. Good for you. It's like when Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man... and he was Spider-Man for two movies. I was like, God damn it. And then they recast him. I'm like, God damn it. We already had Toby Pudgy Face Maguire Spider-Man.
Right.
Like, and now we're getting skinny, scrawny Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. And then now, and as soon as they're done with him, second movie tanked. Like, well, fuck that. We're going to get Marvel Sony. Now we got, what is it, Tom Holland, Billy Elliot on the London's East End theater, fucking Spider-Man. I don't know. Like, could we just keep one guy in the role for a while? It's like Hugh Jackman was Wolverine for 15 years. Can we keep someone in a role for, come on, man. Like, the Joker, like, the reason why Ledger isn't still playing the Joker is because he fucking died. If he was still alive, he'd still be playing the Joker, probably. Or he'd probably have just rounded out the Nolan trilogy and would have passed the baton off to Leto or somebody else. But he would have done it for the last... he probably would have done it for Dark Knight Rises. I mean, there was plans for Heath Ledger's Joker to be in that. I don't have time to go into that, but there's a whole thing about it. Look it up online. You got the power of Google in front of you. Use it. Not yet, though. We got to finish this goddamn nerd update. I'm willing to give Jared Leto a second chance. Are you willing to give him a second chance?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that was quick. I thought you were going to be like, well, all right. But I guess, because here's the thing. I was really disappointed with his performance as the Joker. I was. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was kind of shit. I did. Because he's not a comedic actor. And to be the Joker, I feel like you need to have some comedic ability. You're playing a character called the Joker. Maybe you should be a little funny. And Jared Leto is not even kind of funny. he's more creepy than anything. And I get it. The Joker's meant to be creepy, but he's funny too.
Right.
I mean, Mark Hamill is the Joker. If you want to argue, he's just the voice. But to me, other than Heath Ledger, it's fucking Mark Hamill, dude. Like, his Joker voice is amazing.
And he adds a lot to the character.
Without a doubt. He put so much depth and emotion and gravitas and fun into it. Ledger was like, whoa, he's like the Nirvana of Jokers. Like, and I mean like the Kurt Cobain of Jokers. He's like, whoa, dude. Like, it's like it used to be hair metal with Jack Nicholson, and then fucking Ledger showed up and it was like, everything is serious, motherfucker. But why so serious? Ha ha. And you're like, oh God, you're scary. And that's why you loved him, and he was great. Leto is more like, what are you doing, man?
Right.
I'm like, the whole time I'm like, what are you doing, man? Why do you not have eyebrows? Why'd you shave your eyebrows? Why do you have a grill? What's with the tats? Hair's all right. Hair's not so bad. What are you doing, man? Like, I just would be like, what are you doing? And most of that apparently was David Ayer. And I get it. They have to go massively different. But it's... come on. Do you fuck with the bat suit?
Not that much.
No, you don't. You know why? Because it's the bat suit. It's got to be like badass black and have the bat symbol on it. Right. Maybe a yellow utility belt if you're feeling fancy. Otherwise, you keep it bat suit.
And maybe nipples.
Maybe nipples. Maybe never again. No, never again. No. Never again. As soon as I see bat nipples again, I'm walking out of the theater. Like, fuck it. I'm not seeing the movies ever again. The bat nipple almost single-handedly ruined my cinematic movie-going experience. Fuck bat nipples and fuck the Robin nipples. And then Batgirl didn't have nipples. What the fuck was that about?
That's sexist.
That's sexist.
That's what I
That's goddamn sexist. You're going to put nipples on Batman and Robin but leave them off Batgirl? You guys are sexist. Anyway, getting back to the real story at hand. Look, Leto, I'll give him another chance. I will. But it sounds like I don't have a choice regardless, because they're moving forward with like 3 Joker projects. If they're doing a Joker origin, he's going to show up in the last like fucking minute probably. He's going to be in at least the last 10 seconds and be like, hey, I'm now the Joker. It's like that. And if they end it that way, that'd be the perfect ending for the Joker origin movie. Because it would make just as much sense. But just do the Killing Joke. That's all you need to do. Have you read the Killing Joke? It's basically, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but it's like, go read it. It's a one-shot issue. I think it's about 50 to 100 pages long. And it's Alan Moore, and it's fantastic. Alan Moore did Watchmen. He did League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, not the fucking movies, the fucking graphic novels that the fucking movies are based on. He wrote the real shit that was good. He didn't do the weird-ass shitty movies. Some would argue Watchmen is great. I love Watchmen.
I love Watchmen as
well. A lot of people say Watchmen's shit, the movie. I love Watchmen. I think Zack Snyder did a fantastic job with Watchmen.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I mean, I did feel like the movie was long, but I liked but that then again, I felt that the movie was long.
You could break it up into 2 parts yourself. You know, take a break, you know, come back to it.
Oh, I would.
Like
I
a comic book.
I was hooked, man.
Yeah, it's good. It was riveting. It's great. To this day, I can still go back and watch it and be like, yeah, that's an awesome movie. So I don't know. I guess time will tell what's going on with Jared Leto and his Joker performance. And there was a lot of hype and bullshit surrounding his performance because he was the guy to pick it up after Heath Ledger. So it's only logical.
How do you follow that?
Yeah, I know. So what do you think, man? You think we're going to get Joker overexposure? Or are we going to get Joker overload? Or are we going to get just enough Joker? What do you think?
Yeah,
it's 3 movies with the Joker in it.
It's a little too, and not a Joker.
He's like a
that
spice. You spice him. You salt and pepper him throughout.
Yeah, people aren't that excited about him, I don't think, now.
No, I mean, like, granted, his origin story is him starting off as the Joker.
Mm.
Like, he's not the Joker really yet, but he's not that character yet. And something fucked up happens to him, kind of. Not really, maybe. I don't know. Depends on the Joker and how he remembers it and how the filmmaker tells the story. I do not look for, like, I do not envy whoever is going to be directing the Joker origin story. I do not envy that director or the writers, because they have got quite the task. All I say is just do the Killing Joke and you're fine. Do it as is. Don't fuck with it. Just do the Killing Joke. You'll be fine. Don't even call it Joker origin story. Just call it the Killing Joke. Just say we're doing the Killing Joke. And all the DC fans would be like, oh, fucking what? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They're doing the Killing Joke? They're really doing it? Oh, fuck. Like, we would have lost it. But maybe that's the thing. Maybe they're waiting to do the Killing Joke. I don't know. Yep. We'll see. But yeah, do you think it's going to be too much Joker? I think it is.
Yeah, me too.
Three movies?
Yeah, three movies.
Unless he's sparsely used in Suicide Squad like he was in the first one, right, then that's okay. Right. Then I'm okay with that. But these are
going to be Joker movies, though, right?
Like Joker Harley Quinn, if they're doing Mad Love, then that's Joker Harley Quinn. Mm. And they're doing the Joker Harley Quinn spinoff movie, so... That's what I'm thinking, man. I'm thinking it's going to be...
I don't know. All of them would have to be really good.
Leto must have bitched and moaned, or his camp or his company or whoever represents him must have been so shitty about everything that... Yeah. And all the fans must have been really angry, and I don't know. Maybe I don't know. DC's making a lot of crazy moves lately. And, I mean, they're doing Batgirl... they're doing Gotham City Sirens, which is like all the ladies of DC teaming up. At least Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, and like some other lady. Catwoman. Yeah, Catwoman. No, Catwoman. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I am very, very, very hesitant. Because the track record is not so great. Wonder Woman... is good. Suicide Squad, pretty good. Pretty good. So if they're good, if they're getting better slowly, if they're slowly progressing, then okay. Maybe they're figuring it out. I think Joss Whedon doing Batgirl, that's going to be great. Joss Whedon helping out with Justice League, that's great. I think they're taking a lot of advice from Joss Whedon. And I think he's going around being like, hey, why don't you do this? Hey, why don't you do that? And they're like, okay, Joss Whedon, you did Avengers, so fuck yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right, moving along. Next, Dizori. Dude, you don't need to look all that hard at Neil Blomkamp's filmography to figure out that the director has an affinity for technological creations, with mechanized suits recurring frequently. So it should come as no surprise with which Marvel Cinematic Universe character Blomkamp would most like a crack at. Mechanized suits... Marvel, Neil Blomkamp. That's right. Neil Blomkamp, at Neil Blomkamp on Twitter, said, hypothetically, Iron Man. Love the character. When asked which Marvel movie he'd like to do or which character he'd like to direct, is Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Neil Blomkamp did District 9. He did Elysium. And he did Chappie. Okay, let him do Iron Man.
Yeah,
District 9 was great. Chappie was pretty good. You know, Chappie had an interesting group in it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they had a really interesting group in Chappie.
Yeah, it's a good group.
Yeah, that it was like a band. They're like a band or something, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know where they're from.
Yeah.
I know the movie takes place in South Africa, but I can't think of the name of the band that's in it. God, I wish I could remember, and I wish I could promote them and talk about them, because they're really talented, I think. I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, back to Neil Blomkamp doing an Iron Man movie. Fuck yeah. Sorry I had to say it all weird, but fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck. For my grandma. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Do it. Do that shit, bitch. Like, yeah, seriously. I would love to see, like, look, if you want to get Robert Downey Jr. excited about doing another solo Iron Man movie, because he's not down for that at all. He's like, look, man, my last two sucked. I'm out. Like, I'm done.
Right.
Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3 were shit. I know it. You know it. The American people know it. Fuck it. I'm done. I'll just be like Spider-Man's dad, and then I'll go and I'll do the Avengers thing, and then I'll be in Civil War. And I'll be like a side character, but fuck this, my own movie shit, I'm done. I did three, I'm done. Yeah, but Neil Blomkamp wants to do one. All right, I'll do it. Like, you know, he's that kind of a guy. He's like, I like Neil Blomkamp, whatever. I think he's awesome. I like his movies. I'm sure he'd do it. I'm sure he would do it if Neil Blomkamp did it. There's no real hardcore, like, plans yet for a fourth Iron Man movie.
Right.
But the idea of Neil Blomkamp doing one is pretty goddamn amazing.
Right.
I bet he would get really crazy with that shit.
Yeah, he could. He could.
I mean, he could do the Mandarin, like, and do the real Mandarin. And not real the Mandarin. And Ben Kingsley could be like, ha-ha, I am the real Mandarin. Guy Pierce was my fall guy. Oh, shit. I would like to see it. It would probably be a dystopian future.
I'd watch it anyway.
Ooh, what if it was like Iron Man's last movie and, like, you know what I mean? Like they retire the character of Iron Man.
Hmm.
It's like Logan. Like Stark.
Stark.
Man. Iron. Just call it Iron. And it's just like it's his last movie as Iron Man. There you go. You're welcome, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, all of it. You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome, Neil. So, okay, as far as Neil Blomkamp, Blumkin.
No.
Neil Blumkin. No, we love Neil Blomkamp.
I can't stop thinking about it now.
Now we can't start thinking about Blumpkins. Thanks, Neil. No, it's your fault for your last name. He's like, dude, I've heard it my whole life. My last name's Simmer. You think I don't get shit from people all the time? Hey, Simmer down now. Simmer. Ever since that sketch came out in the 90s, it's been shit. Sorry.
Oh, yeah?
What it's kind of shitty. It's just it's like, oh, simmer down now. It's like, fuck you. I won't simmer down now. Now you're just pissing me off. But otherwise, I think it's a great idea. I think, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier, I think Robert Downey Jr. would come back for this. Do you think he would if it was Neil Blomkamp saying, hey, I'd like to do Iron Man. I'm just saying.
So. I think so.
I love that directors can do that now. Like, big famous directors can go, I'd love to do that. I'd like to do Iron Man. I'd like to do Star
Wars. Over Twitter.
Yeah, like it's probably how Ron Howard got the job. He's like, gee golly, Star Wars sure would be nice.
Oh, shucks.
He's Richie Cunningham forever in my mind because I used to watch Nick at Night, Happy Days. But yeah, I'm excited. I think it would be cool. I know it's just like it's just preliminary stuff, but there's buzz. There's a lot of fucking buzz, and people are like, "Yeah, that'd be cool." I think I think he would inject some fucking cool shit into the Iron Man franchise. Which, let's face it, the last two installments of his solo adventures were kind of shit.
Yeah,
not kind of. They were shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The second one was okay.
He has a passion for it. And
he didn't after the third one came out. He kind of said, I'm not doing any more solo ones. I'm just going to be just a part of these other ones here.
He's
pretty much almost retired at this point.
Right.
He almost like retired, but then they talked him out of it. Of the Avengers.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
He's like, I'll only do Avengers movies. But then they're like, yeah, but do Civil War. And he's like, all right. So he doesn't really say no.
He really gives a lot with his performances.
Every time he does. And he's been developing this character over time, and it's probably one of the most, I think, like, if I've done some acting. I'm not like a method actor. I'm clearly not in films or TV or anything, but I've done some acting. And when you get to play a role for a consistent period of time, which I used to do this live comedic soap opera, every month was a new episode, and every week we would perform it live. And we were rehearsing the show for the next month during the show that we were already performing. So during that month. So the month that we were performing the current show, we'd be rehearsing next month's show. So we were always working on this fucking play, and I did it for 2 years. And it was out in Chicago, actually. It's so crazy. Why? I don't know. And it was a fun show, and I got to basically play the same. I got to play two or three different characters for like 2 years. And as an actor, that's like, wow, that's a lot of fun. That's really cool because they were totally different from me. And I got to develop them more. And as my life grew, their lives grew.
That's what I was looking for.
So, yeah, like that's what I'm saying. So, like the characters grew with me. Like, they weren't me, but, like, my experiences influenced them and all that. So that's what's going on with Robert Downey Jr., with Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, hell, even Chris Pine in Star Trek. all the Chris's.
So
Hemsworth, all the Chris's.
Chris Rock,
even. He's great. I love him in Marvel. Who does he play? I don't know. He could play Chris Rock for all I care. That'd be great. And Chris Rock. What's up, fuckers? It's like, yeah, Chris Rock. But I guess, what do you think, man? Neil Blomkamp for doing? Don't say it. I know you want to.
Right,
I do too. Okay, let's get out of here. Neil Blomkamp. To Mr. Writer Director Neil Blomkamp, we apologize for the next, 5-7 seconds?
Yes, yes.
Blumpkin.
Neil fucking Blumpkin.
Neil Blumpkin.
Blumpkin on the toilet.
Ooh, gets a blowjob on shits. Blowjob on shits. Okay, okay. All right, we're good.
Okay.
All right, we got out of our system. We're sorry about that, Neil Blomkamp. We don't think that about you. It's just we had to get it out of our system. We're sorry.
Right.
All right. Right?
Yeah, we're good.
We're totally good.
Okay, we're cool. Right.
Okay.
We're cool.
Let's move on to the next story. I think that's the best way to end that one. Here we go. Moving right along. My God. You guys, I got some of the best news I've heard in a long time. Okay, remember how James Gunn recently, had a little bit of a donut incident. What? Remember how James Gunn released that Guardians Inferno music video and it looked like it looked like a 1970s thing, and it was awesome. It was like, and we love that video. We can't gush enough about it. It's so fucking funny. It's so fucking unexpectedly funny, and I don't, for reasons that I still don't understand, but I kind of get.
Oh, it's
just
amazing.
It's just amazing. Go watch it. We did a reaction, so check that out too. Simmer Mike. So I think there's a reason for that, and this article might explain it.
Oh, yeah.
First, a Miami Vice reboot, and now this? That's right, we're getting a Starsky and Hutch reboot from James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah?
Remember how they did Starsky and Hutch with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
They tried to reboot it then as a comedy?
Yeah, and it didn't work out that
yeah,
well.
Yeah, check this out. So, Starsky and Hutch was a buddy cop TV drama that got a big budget movie treatment in the mid-2000s. However, while Vice went the present day, like Miami Vice, went the present day gritty reboot route, Starsky and Hutch film was set in the 70s, like the show, and went the tongue-in-cheek retro comedy route. Starred Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, mentioned that before, as well as the perfectly cast Snoop Dogg as Pimp Huggy Bear. Fuck yeah, dude. And Snoop Dogg ended up saving the day in that movie. Like, the bad guys were on the boat about to get away.
Right.
And Snoop Dogg, it was Snoop Dogg's boat. It was Huggy Bear's boat. And he just, popped him with his cane. Like, hit him in the head with the cane. He's like, no, ain't nobody steal Huggy Bear's boat. I'm like, fuck yeah, Snoop. It was awesome. Okay, so the question is, which route will James Gunn take with this reboot? Well, will he continue the path of the film and be more of a send-up, or will it actually be a serious drama? According to Deadline, the show is a character-driven, one-hour procedural, meaning that it actually might be taking itself more seriously than the last incarnation. The next question is 70s setting or modern setting. We'll probably find out soon enough. So are you down for James Gunn doing Starsky and Hutch?
More 70s? I would hope it's funny. I would hope to do a send-up. I'm hoping for the send-up. But
it's going to be, it's not going to be a movie.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a TV series.
Yeah, series.
I should have, did I preface that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a TV series, and he's writing the pilot, James Gunn. So he's going to write the pilot. He may possibly direct it as well, but he's producing it.
Right.
And it's going to be, and they're billing it as a one-hour procedural, which is a character-driven one-hour procedural. Yeah.
So, each episode goes
Starsky and
off
Hutch.
The left.
So, what do you want to see in that movie?
Do you want
to see comedy, or do you want to see serious drama with some action elements? Or do you want a little bit of both?
Yeah, I want a little bit of both, but
do you want it more gritty 70s style with comedy?
I
mean, look, if that Guardians Inferno video is any indication of what they might do with Starsky and Hutch,
I would love mostly comedy.
I am so down for that project. I'm so down for the series that you have no fucking idea. And if James Gunn is, he's a guy who, he's a super nerd. He's into nerdy shit. He directed Super. He directed Slither. Both cult classic comedies and sci-fi films in and of their own right. Super was more of a superhero movie, but it was like a real world thing. Mm. Rainn Wilson's in it. He's fantastic. Ellen Page. Kevin Bacon, too.
Bacon.
It's a good 6 degrees Kevin Bacon thing. Super. Just remember that. Ellen Page, Kevin Bacon. If you can't link Kevin Bacon to Rainn Wilson, just say Super and you win. IMDb ruined that game, by the way. Yeah. God damn it. It used to be fun when you couldn't get the internets. Nah, that's not true.
Now you could do it in 2 seconds.
Actually, that's not true. The internets, things are way better. Things are more fun with the internets. Agreed?
I love it. Yeah.
It's better. We have a whole show on the internet, so we should be pro-internet.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah. So, I'm down. I think they should do it. I would love to see it comedic, but I wanted to see... Okay. It's hard to describe what I want from this because,
right.
like...
Well, I would say...
I just want James Gunn to do whatever he wants to do.
I would say inverted Better Call Saul, you know?
Ooh,
Better
interesting.
Better Call Saul was, like, mostly drama, but with a liberal helping
I've been watching
of,
it.
Of
and
comedy.
I love Better Call Saul. The few episodes I've seen so far are fucking fantastic. Bob Odenkirk, goddamn, he's so good. Did you know he was originally going to be playing the boss in The Office? and they were holding out on Steve Carell, and Steve Carell dropped it, and so it was going to be Bob Odenkirk.
Oh.
But then at the last minute, Steve Carell said he'd do it.
Changed
and then
his
Bob
mind.
Odenkirk got dropped. Dude, he would have been so fucking good in that role. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Odenkirk as the boss in The Office? If they were going to replace Steve Carell, they should have replaced him with fucking Bob Odenkirk.
He's got the chops.
He's like America's Ricky Gervais to an extent. He kind of is.
He is.
He really is. He would have been great as the boss. I'm not saying like fuck Steve Carell, but man, Bob Odenkirk deserved a shot, you know?
Right.
Steve Carell was already pretty damn famous before he did that show. So I don't know.
I didn't know of him before.
Well, he was doing Daily Show and he was doing the correspondent thing on the Daily Show. Bob Odenkirk, he already had a career. He was directing at the time. He's fine. You know what? Get him in Starsky and Hutch. Have him recast Huggy Bear with Bob Odenkirk. Or get Snoop Dogg back. That'd be great. I think James Gunn would do that. I think he'd get Snoop Dogg to play Huggy Bear again. He seems like the kind of guy who'd be like, yeah, Snoop Dogg's perfect for Huggy Bear.
Well, I mean...
He's a pimp drug dealer.
How much does he go for, I wonder?
Who?
Snoop Dogg. I mean, he already has money from, like, music and stuff like that.
Check, check, check. Check the sound.
Hello.
All right, let's... so that wraps up our thoughts about Neil Blomkamp.
We got it all out of our system.
It's all out of our system. All right, well, let's move along to this next nerdy, nerdy bit of news, Armando Ronda, before we hit the high and dusty trail. Mm-hmm. If I may repurpose a line from another franchise, where does the First Order get these wonderful toys? Yay, Batman and Star Wars combined. After the defeat of the Galactic Empire, it seems that the First Order has spent every moment constructing new and more impressive weapons to retake the galaxy. Although the Resistance won a hard-earned victory in Star Wars The Force Awakens by destroying Starkiller Base, the First Order will have more than enough weapons and vehicles of destruction to give them a run for their money in the upcoming Star Wars Last Jedi. Dude, in the latest installment of the Star Wars show... Two new First Order vehicles were revealed, the AT-M6 Walker and the Dreadnought Warship. Now, I've got some photos here. You guys can all check these photos out online.
When can I get to the toy store?
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, my God. I want all of these toys. I want them. That is the AT-M6 Walker. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. This thing looks like a fucking... It looks like tusks on the fucking elephant thing that they had, remember?
Right.
So it looks like the AT-ST or the AT-AT.
Yeah, it's a big old thing.
It's got a laser cannon on its back. I think it's in its ass. I think that's literally on its a laser cannon on its ass, which I think is cool as fuck. Then it's got... So it shows us more photos of it. It looks like it's designed to collapse a little, but then get back up. On this next photo. And the last one is it's shooting shit, and it looks fucking scary as shit, dude.
Yep. It looks like it.
Not bad. So the guy, Kevin Jenkins, the Lucasfilm's designer and supervisor for The Last Jedi, said that the design emerged when they began thinking about the evolution of tanks.
Right.
Hell yeah. He goes on to say, we went through this whole discussion about iteration. Iteration to me makes more sense than random walker design. So he talked about the way a Sherman tank in World War II evolved into an Abrams tank. Oh, that makes total sense. So that's where it came from. As for the Dreadnought, it continues the First Order's obsession with size. The Mandador 9 class warship comes in at a whopping 7,000 meters and 25,000 feet.
Really fucking big.
It's huge. It also features two absolutely enormous orbital orbital autocannons for large-scale bombardments. Check this shit out. So it's even bigger than the fucking Star Destroyers. Jesus.
It looks like a giant pizza wedge of
It looks like a giant pizza wedge of destruction with like some garlic bread on the back.
Oh, yeah, like cheesy garlic bread?
I wouldn't say cheesy. I'd just say, because it doesn't look like there's cheese.
Oh.
It looks like it might be spicy garlic bread on the back. It looks fucking scary as shit. Rian Johnson needed a new vessel, which would be a ground-firing gun platform. It also needed a flat surface covered with gun turrets. Kevin Jenkins spent a lot of time looking at big battleships from World War II, all the while keeping Johnson's need for... We're getting a lot of World War II references here, dude.
Yeah.
They're probably treating the first Star Wars like World War I, like the first, you know what I mean? And this is World War III, or World War II, or whatever. So he said, I spent a lot of time looking at real-world references, looking at the big battleships, the Yamato, and all those kinds of things from World War II, and the way those guns would lower or rise. So the idea of them coming out the bottom of the dreadnought became a design feature, because rather than just being there pointing down, we wanted to imply the danger that they sort of unlocked themselves and then moved into position, just like the big 14-inch guns you used to see on those old battleships. It was a capital ship. That was what we were kind of going for. Star Wars The Last Jedi hits theaters on December 15th, 2017. Armando Ronda rounding out our thoughts on this nerd update and on the new vehicles of Star Wars. What is your consent? You've seen the photos. You've seen the design work.
Right.
What do you think?
Right.
Yay, nay.
Yeah,
do you think it's too much? Do you think it's kind of... Well, look, they have no choice. They have to make new shit. It's 30 years in the future.
You know, exactly.
They got to do that, so...
And I like the direction that they're taking much better than the Naboo Starfighter.
Yes, tell me about
perfect, pristine.
Oh, yeah, they're all, like, sleek, and they look like they would just fall apart in a wind tunnel.
Right.
They probably would, but they look like they're, like, super sleek and sexy. No. But they're from a bygone, beloved era, Armando.
Right, I guess so.
George Lucas is an auteur. He's an auteur filmmaker.
I guess
Jar Jar Binks was very funny. We enjoyed the Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, yes, we did, yes.
In France.
In,
wait, that's not French? Well, German. Huh, huh. Jar Jar. Oui, oui.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's the best I got for that. I guess out of all these nerdy stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, let's round out our thoughts. So the First Order's like, fuck you, we got big dicks, look at our big ships. And then you're like, what are you guys trying to hide here? Is Snoke like a foot tall? Is Snoke like a foot tall, like Yoda?
No.
He's fucking 12 feet tall, and everything has to be big so he can fit inside.
He breathes fire.
And he breathes fire and shoots lasers from his eyes. Are you describing Godzilla? No, he also has scales and a tail. Okay, you're talking about Godzilla now.
He's radioactive.
Look, is it Palpatine? Is it Emperor Palpatine? Shut the fuck up, man. It's Palpatine. I knew it. Told you guys. Please don't go that route. Please don't make it Palpatine. That would be such a fucking waste, dude.
But I think good job with the new vehicles.
Yeah, they look great. They look
very
scary.
Star Wars.
Very scary. Like, the First Order looks like they're really pissed off. And, like, they want to make shit that's going to, like, ensure their victory. They're like, we are not fucking around.
Built to last.
Yeah,
it's classic design.
We're using classic World War II designs. Isn't this outer space in a galaxy a long time ago, far, far away? Shut the fuck up!
Didn't World War II not happen yet?
You shut the fuck up! We're the First Order! Okay. Well, you sound a lot like another thing from Germany. What? What is that? What are you saying? No, oh, shit. It's the German guy. Look, that was a long time ago. We had nothing to do with it. I was born in 1972. Please, for the love of God, let this shit go.
But you have huge military hardware. Even
we don't
bigger.
Use it anymore. We don't have it in decommission. We are not at war. We are peaceful people. Fuck off. Fuck off. We are peaceful.
All right.
I'll kick your ass. Whoa, we're peaceful.
No. Don't kick my ass.
Whoa, German guy, calm the fuck down, man. I don't appreciate being treated this way. I'm a guest on your show. No, German guy, you're not a guest on the show. You, much like Alex Jones, keep running in and ruining it.
What the fuck is that?
God damn it, did you lock the door?
I forgot.
All
right, I'll lock it now.
Okay, all right, well, we got to end this nerd update, guys. It's getting crazy. I guess out of all these stories, Aranda, around. What do you think is most promising? I mean, look, we got a lot of Joker coming up, all right?
Got a whole lot of Joker.
We got three different Joker projects coming up. We got Neil Blomkamp saying that I'm gonna shut up. God damn it.
We're grown ups.
He's saying he wants to do an Iron Man movie. Then we've got James Gunn wants to do a Miami Vice Netflix series. I don't know if it's Netflix, but it's going to be a TV series by James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy. Right. And then we got the new battleships from the First Order in Star Wars Last Jedi.
I think I'm going to have to go with the starships.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say, I got to go with Starsky and Hutch on this one. Because I'm kind of excited about that myself, but I see the starship thing. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? Out of all these stories, this Star Wars stuff is probably has the most likelihood of panning out.
I totally agree on that one. And I think that's probably going to be the cooler thing.
Yeah.
But out of all the stories, I mean, like the thing that I'm most excited for, I mean, it's not as exciting as any sort of Last Jedi news. Because any news I get about Last Jedi, I'm like, fuck yeah. But the idea of Neil Blomkamp kind of like reinventing Iron Man or something, or I don't know. Like, I just think, like I mentioned before, if he's going to direct it, he should do the last Iron Man. And he should just direct the last time Tony Stark is Iron Man. And then they could pass the mantle down to Iron Lady or... I don't know if there was ever an Iron... Iron Woman, sorry. Iron Lady. That sounds more classy. Uh-huh. Iron Gentleman. It could be an English guy. Hello, I'm the Iron Gentleman.
Sir Iron Gentleman.
Pleasant to meet you. Now I must blow all of you up, I guess. I don't know. I'm Iron Gentleman.
You're not as cool as Alaska.
Listen, fuckface. I have a cannon on my goddamn arm.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't make you cool.
I thought it made me really cool. God damn it.
It's kind of cool.
It's good. Well, I got guns and rockets and all kinds of things.
Look.
The Iron Gentleman.
Look, if you need the suit to be cool, then maybe you shouldn't have it.
Oh, that's the worst burn you could ever do to Iron Gentleman.
Yep.
And I was being such a gentleman, even though I threatened to shoot you with my arm cannon.
Yeah.
I apologize. You're right. Yeah, Iron Gentleman's very sad. You know what? I think we should have, who is it? Steven...
Merchant.
Steve Merchant should be... Oh, I'm the Iron Gentleman, I am. I just want to be an Avenger. You'll never be an Avenger, Steven Merchant. Shut the fuck up. All right, we're yelling at too many people now. We got to stop the show. That's what we're excited for. We're looking forward to it. We hope you guys are too. We'll see you at the movies. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And, of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as the Podomatics. It's just Podomatic. www.yotina.podomatic.com. And check out our YouTube channel, Simmer Mike. We got plenty of trailer reactions, clip reactions, music video stuff up there. Really good times. Fun times, fun games.
Happy fun time.
Team Osipik. Happy fun time, Team Osipik. That should be our slogan. Happy fun time, Team Osipik. All right, that's going to do it. Nerd update completed.
This has been Team Osipik. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up. Yeah.